People have relied on a variety of ways to solve loitering problems on their property, posting signs, increasing security, and blasting classical music when their trespassers are teens. In 1830, John Hollinsbury of Alexandria, Virginia, tried something different. Horse-drawn wagons and loiterers were populating the 7-foot-wide alley between his home and the one next to it. So he built a 7-foot-wide house in the alley that still stands there today. What is today known as the Hollinsbury House is commonly classified as a spite house, as skinny homes that were built on small plots of land to defy a person or group of people. These space-invading oddball structures bring smiles to those who pass by. The owners obviously weren't overly concerned about appearances, and they weren't afraid of defying a few social conventions either. They boldly transgressed personal space to create something memorable, interesting, and provocative. When I look at one of these skinny homes, I can't help but think about Jesus. Now, Jesus wasn't vengeful. He didn't act out of spite, but he did a lot of strange things. He invaded people's space and crossed social boundaries. In the most colorful, interesting ways possible, he did things that drew attention, invited questions, and stirred curiosity. You can't walk by one of these space-defying, curious little homes without wondering. And Jesus was like that. Can we be like that too? Welcome to The Audacity of Jesus, how Jesus defied convention and invites us to do the same. We'll be taking 5 different looks at the ways Jesus lived and interacted with people and explore how we might follow after him in bold and courageous ways. We'll be looking at Jesus questioner, Jesus social misfit, Jesus provocateur, Jesus discomforter, and Jesus mystery. We're excited to have you join us on this journey.